All right, we're going to get started with our post-race media availabilities for the Food City 500 here at Bristol Motor Speedway. We are joined by our second-place finisher, Kyle Larson, driver of the number 42 McDonald's Chevrolet. Kyle, just oh so close. Why don't you just take us through that battle there with the 18 at the end?
I was just checked out there that long run. It was really, really good there, and I was just hoping it would go green to the end. And then we pitted, and I was actually fine with that, too, because I knew we'd leave as a leader and restart on the outside. I just didn't expect to get that loose, that run there. The 17 almost got by me, was able to hold him off. Thought the grip was getting better, which it did a little bit, but, not nearly good enough. So, not sure if the track changed a lot there or what, but lost the balance on our car.
All right, we'll open up to questions for Kyle. We'll start here in the middle with Brendan.
Hey, Kyle. Brendan Marks from the Charlotte Observer. I know you mentioned that you got really loose at the end there. After Kyle bumped you, did you think that you were going to be able to get back to him, or how was the feeling of the car after he bumped you?
I knew it would be hard to get back to him. I knew I would need a lapper to kind of hold him up on exit and kill his momentum to allow me to get back to his bumper. But there just wasn't a whole lot of cars left out there.
Anything additional for Kyle? All right, Kyle, thanks for joining us.